For generations, they've competed with seagulls as the signature sound of coastal America. Foghorns, but that signature sound ain't what it used to be. Listen carefully and you'll hear the traditional seaside soundscape changing, driven partly by modern technology and partly by what people want and don't want to hear. Craig Miller explains for our Climate Watch project.
All right, well, go ahead, leave your life jackets on and climb on up and I'll get started pulling the boat out, too.
Peter Burkout and his wife Dina are the caretakers of East Brother Island. Built in 1873, the lighthouse is a familiar sight to ferry commuters on San Francisco Bay. Landing there requires a reservation at the Victorian Bed and Breakfast and a boat ride from San Pablo Point. But my objective on this day was the island's vintage foghorn, housed in a separate shed on the island and originally steam-powered.
In this building, there used to be a big brick hearth with a coal pit and a water tank, and it would take about 45 minutes to go from cold to having enough steam pressure to blow the horn.
Later, a diesel-powered compressor was installed to fill the huge cylindrical air tanks, and that's what Burkout fires up for this demo.
Now I just wait for the pressure to come up.
We step outside to get the full effect.
Normally, for the first blast, I advise our guests to cover their ears. It is startlingly loud, and it's loud enough that you can actually feel the sound wave going through your torso. So I guess you can learn to sleep through anything, but I'm glad that I haven't had to learn to sleep through this.
This is the iconic sound of the diaphone, so-called because it briefly creates a second pitch, sometimes more of a grunt. For decades, virtually all foghorns were diaphones. This one can be heard for miles around. When the bay was ringed with diaphones like this one, they had to be loud.
Navigating the fog is like driving your car down the highway with the hood up.
Greg Wall would know. A fourth-generation San Franciscan, he spent more than 50 years on the bay aboard tugs and then piloting merchant ships through the Golden Gate, which he and his fellow pilots calculated gets 1,500 hours of fog in a year's time.
I mean, that's a lot, you know.
And one reason why the Golden Gate Bridge has three foghorns. Wall got to know all of them like family.
Center span of the Golden Gate Bridge is two blasts every 40 seconds. The South Tower is one blast every 20 seconds. Lime Point.
Wall's not quite old enough to remember the first fog signals, like the method used at the original Point Bonita light in the Marin Headlands.
When it started getting foggy, this guy got up there and he loaded up a big cannon and fired a cannon. Boom, you know. And that was the fog signal.
Present-day foghorns are electronic and considerably less jarring. That's the new horn at East Brother Island, which is a lot cheaper to maintain. It's about the size of a fire hydrant powered by a small solar panel and 12-volt battery.
I think the iconic sound that we associate with foghorns, while it might be nostalgic, was upsetting to a lot of residents.
Tim Lynch is a historian at the Cal Maritime Academy in Vallejo.
There's newer and some might say better ways to skin the cat.
Today, young mariners don't have to risk lives and property to learn their way around.
And this door will lead us to the 360 grid simulator. You notice when I close the door, it actually becomes a projection surface.
Mike Noonan runs the Vessel Bridge Simulator at Cal Maritime. It puts cadets on the virtual bridge of almost any kind of vessel with a computer-generated 360-degree view of their surroundings.
Well, you're ready for some bad weather?
I think so.
This wraparound simulator can create an instant virtual typhoon even inside the bay.
Whoa!
And yet with all this technology, they still train students here to use a sextant, a centuries-old instrument for navigation, because you never know when modern technology will fail you.
A lot of those old navigational things, when all else fails, are still there.
Duncan McLean captains a salmon boat out of Pillar Point Harbor in Half Moon Bay. Like most modern fishermen, his wheelhouse has a laptop computer with all kinds of electronic navigation aids.
See, this is the plotter program. There's the GPS that drives it.
And yet McLean says he still uses his eyes and ears. urban development near shore has created a kaleidoscope of lights competing with the critical red and green buoys that mariners use.
You've got all of these lights going off everywhere, and sometimes it can be a little bit tricky.
He argues that all this light has made the audible signals even more important.
They're critical pieces of information.
Still.
Yeah, and always will be. There will never not be a need.
By the way, that cannon that served as the first Point Bonita fog signal, somebody had to fire it, of course, every 30 minutes, 24/7, as long as the fog was in. They hired a certain Sergeant Mahoney for the job.
Well, the fog was always in, and poor old Sergeant Mahoney couldn't get a rest.
That's Drew Van Winkle, a volunteer at the Headlands Point Bonita Lighthouse.
The day must have been relatively nice, and they gave him a little leave.
And leave he did.
They never saw Sergeant Mahoney again. That was the end of that.
But it was just the beginning of a whole new landscape for the Bay, one that's still changing. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
You can see video of the original East Brother foghorn being cranked up at our website. That's at californiareport.org/climatewatch.